Let's pray in silence. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we resume the class. Let us sing one hymn. Forty-three. Be seated, please. So how wet they are, Caucasian people. How wet? You know, the American girls, young baby, so adorable, right? So cute, like a doll, you know, so cute. Yeah. So even they grow up, of course, also cute. Yeah. And draw many people's attention. Right? And very attractive. So if anyone attracted by their appearance, then they are not holy. So in the same way, if you attract people, not just out of your beauty, then it's not holy, right? But if somebody try to shun or just try to walk away from you, then you may be holy. I said maybe, okay. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 6. We just try to understand the holiness. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that the king Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. The train of his robe, not the whole robe, only the train of his robe. It's a part of his cloth. It's only part of the filled the temple. It's awesome, right? Have you ever seen any clothing fill the whole temple? No. Okay, just imagine if you see this vision, then how do you feel? How would you feel? Terrible. You run away, right? Let me ask who is the tallest here? Oh, Brett, yeah. You must be very brave people, huh? Brave guy, yeah, because if you see the rope fear in the temple, the whole temple, then how would you feel? You will say, oh, so beautiful, right? So nice, right? Or you just walk away, run away. So beautiful. You say beautiful because Bible says so, right? Okay, let me tell you a true story. Now, I live in Taiwan. When I stay in Taiwan, when I was young, there is an old lady, the old sister, always live in our house, yeah. Because we live in chapel, right? We are chapel keeper. And this old lady around maybe 80 years old. Of course, her hair is all gray, right? All gray hair, and also long one, maybe up to here, right? Up to here, very long, maybe two feet long. And that one morning, because she always got up very early in the morning. So early in the morning, she woke up. And the church just next to the manufacturer, the fabric manufacturer. So the manufacturer is a 24 hours operation. So they have three different shifts. And then the early morning, the old lady just went out to their trash bin, because trash bin, the manufacturer dumped some stuff. So she just went there to try pick up some can be used, you know. And in the morning, she didn't comb his hair, and she didn't tie it up, right? So I just went out, and in the morning, also a little bit windy, so the hair just everywhere, right? Okay, blow up everywhere. So the young worker from the next manufacturer, just went out to dump the trash. And when they saw the orders, sister, everybody just screaming, you know, just screaming, and then just run back to the manufacturer. So terrible, right? So terrible. You see, only the old lady make people scared, right? How about the rope, the train of the rope fell in the whole chapel? Of course, so awesome, so terrible, right? So this is the inner beauty. This is a character. This is a spiritual character. So if we hold holiness, if we hold the spiritual characters, then the people not scared but the respect, their look at us will be different. And this will become the power, the strength. This will be our weapon. So in the first thing, I encourage you how to protect yourself. How to protect yourself in digital society? Be holy. When we admit the spiritual character, you stand there. If the bad guy approaches you, you stand there, right? Watch them. Your spiritual character, the holiness, will emit from your eyes. When you see them, you scare them. Indeed, the Holy Spirit is with us. Jesus Christ is with us. But empower us, the holiness, like chapter 6, right? Then verse 3, One cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." Holy. So what holy means to you is power. It's so difficult to describe. And God required everybody to be holy. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. There are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. So God requires us to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, the holy nation. So this is holy nation, this is holy city. So we come to the Hillsboro Church because here is the holy nation. Here is the holy temple, holy. Without holiness, no one can see God because God is so holy. No one can see God. Why? Not because God hides himself. No, because he is so holy, so no one dared to see God. In the ancient times, when God appeared to people, right, that once they come to realize he is God, then they are so trembled, right? Just like a rat see the snake, right? They tremble. They are waiting to die because, wow, we see God, we cannot survive. Tremble. So when some bad guys see you, right, especially for the sister, when some bad guy, they have a bad intention to approach you, they just imitate the holiness, then they will become tremble. There is a sister who studied in the classroom because she considered the classroom is more quiet, nobody bothered. Even library, too many people in the library. So she just chose to study in the classroom. In Taiwan, the classroom without air conditioner, so just keep window open. When she studied, then all of a sudden, a big guy just jumped into the classroom and tried to take advantage of her. So she just scared, right? Then she stand up, then pick up, and to the corner of the classroom, and nowhere to go, nowhere to run. Then she just emit the holiness from her eyes. Then scared the big guy, then the big guy just walk away. Then the sister just look around, any police? Hey, no police, right? No police come, no security guard here. Then why the big guy just run away? Because holiness. Holiness. So sister, holiness. Brother too. Sometimes the young girl might entrust you holiness. So use our weapon, it's a weapon. We go back slide number five. Slide number five. The title of Leviticus. In Hebrew, the title of this book comes from the opening words, Agyw. I don't know how to pronounce. Means he called. So in original text, means he called according to Hebrews, because the Old Testament written in Hebrew. So the Hebrew means he called, remember, he called. So he called Moses, and he called Israel people, and today he called us to enjoy his grace. to enjoy His joy, enjoy His peace. So God called us out of from this world into His presence and to serve Him, to serve Him. So today, God also called us. That's why we have to study this book, because He called Moses. Then B, Greek. In the Greek, the term is an adjective used to describe the book as dealing primarily with ritual worship. So about worship, and Latin, rendered in Greek heading from which the king, the English is derived. So in Latin, especially in Catholic Bible, they call the Leviticus, because all book is talk about the service. Then who served there? Levi, the tribe Levi served there. And we call the Leviticus, Levi is another term. Yeah. Levi is a tribe name, but the Leviticus is a whole thing, it's a whole servitude. Who was served there? The Levi. Okay. Then we try to understand why Levi. Because in the beginning, Levi was cursed by his father, right? Levi and Simeon, because in another incident happened in Genesis. Levi and Simeon's sister Dinah. Dinah went out, tried to make a friend with outsider, tried to make a friend with outsider, with out of like non-TGC members, right? It's good if you try to preach the gospel to them, it's good. But he just want to have fun. And it turned out he just be cheated, be deceived, be defiled. So her brother, Simeon and Levi, got angry. Then they just tried to take revenge. And it turned out they used a very tricky way to kill all the male, and after their father knew this incident, their father was not happy about them. Right? So before their father died, Jacob just tried to bless all their 12 sons, and when concerning Levi, they curse Levi. Then how come God choose tribe Levi? What's the turning point? Let's turn to Exodus 32. Exodus chapter 32, verse 25. See, what's the turning point? So, if you have a question, right, then you should know how to answer. Verse 25. Now, when Moses saw that the people were unrestrained, for Aaron had not restrained them to their shame among their enemies. 26. Then Moses stood in the entrance of the camp and said, "Whoever is on the Lord's side, come to me." And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together to him. So in the chaotic situation, people turn to ungodly. Everybody dancing there, everybody hug each other, drink, even drunkard, unrestrained, not look like Christians, not look like teachers members, even not look at pastors, right? So 27, and he said to them, The other says, the Lord, the God of Israel, let every man put his sword on his side and go in and out from the entrance to entrance throughout the camp. And let every man kill his brother, every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. 28. So the son of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and about 3,000 men of the people fell that day. 29. Then Moses said, consecrate yourself today to the Lord, that he may bestow on you a blessing this day, for every man has opposed his son and his brother. So this is a very important turning point. We can see that the situation maybe is cannot be controlled. It's out of control. Because everybody said, hey, why not? Because Moses went up to the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. We don't know where he was, maybe missing, right? We call FBI, and FBI searching everywhere, search out everywhere, every corner, even valley, mountain, Atlantic Ocean, some lake, everywhere, still could not find Moses. So we suppose he is dead already. So we have to make a calf to lead us, continue our journey. Wow, everybody said, good, it's a good idea. It's good, it's right. So let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. Sometimes your girlfriend, your boyfriend, if you have a boy girlfriend, you might say, let's do it. Why not? Let's do it. Right? Dangerous. So at the moment, you cannot control your emotion. You cannot use your weapon because you lose the power. They try to instill the poisons on your body, to numb your sense. Then you lost your sense, lost your power, lost your strength. We can imagine what happened at that time. Everybody dancing, just enjoy themselves. Girl entertain the boy entertain the girls. They're out of control at all. But Moses said, whoever is on God's side, follow me. And 12 tribes, only Levi, follow Moses, stands on God's side. You imagine. Only one of 12. So Levi later on might suffer persecution. Everybody will rebuke him, right? Everybody criticizes him. In Chinese, gay gao la. You know how to translate? In English, maybe you are hypocrite. Why you pretended so holy, huh? Why you pretended to be so godly? Everybody, you know, everybody just stand there still, right? Everybody just stand still there, and why you will step out and stand there? Everybody here, we are okay. Just follow us. But they are different. They stand on the God's side. So God look at this point. God look at their heart. They have faithful heart. Loyal heart. So God also separate for them. If they separate themselves to the Lord, God also separate them to the Lord. Okay. If you respect God, then God will respect you. If you put God as first priority, then God will put it as first priority. So it depends on our heart. Okay. Then I turn to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8. At that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. So at that time, one is the at that time, just we mentioned the incident, when Israel people just come to chaotic, become ungodly, but only Levi stand on the God's side. Then to stand before the Lord to minister to him and to praise his name to this day. So just forget our past. Our past, maybe you commit many sins. Don't worry. Just from today, you repent. From this day, you repent. Then God will turn the curse, because before you commit a sin against God, right, you should be receive the curse. You should receive a punishment. But at this point, no matter what you are past, God will bless you. If you return to God, then God will bless you. So where is the turning point? Then now, of course, now is our time, right? Now is our day. So we have to take advantage of today. Today is ours. Tomorrow, we don't know. Anybody can guarantee you can live up tomorrow? We cannot make guarantee, right? Nobody. So maybe today is my last day, maybe, or tomorrow maybe. So today is ours, tomorrow we don't know. Then why not today we make a determination to repentance, to repent. So Levites, originally be cursed, but they show their faithful to the Lord. They stand on the same side of God. So God blessed them. God picked them to serve the Lord. So how to serve the Lord? Be holy. Okay. Now many some brothers are so gifted, especially in translation. Oh, in translation, because he understands the Chinese and he also received education in the United States. So translation so perfect, so beautiful. But unholy, failed, right? So church cannot assign him anything, any work. It's so pitiful, so miserable. To church is our loss, not just for him personally, it's for us, for everybody, it's loss. So your sin is my loss, my sin is your loss. We are together, we are same family. So watch and pray, okay. Okay, then we move to next one. Slide 6, the purpose of Leviticus. The first purpose is to answer Job's questions. How can a man be righteous before God? Because we know the background of Job. Job's background, the timeline is the same about Abraham. So very early, right? Very early. So at that time, he said, how can a man be righteous before God? Listen to Job. Chapter 9, verse 1. Then Job answered and said, truly I know it is so, but how can a man be righteous before God? How can a man be righteous before God? And also in chapter 25, verse 4, Job 24, verse 4. Verse 4. chapter 25, verse 4. How then can man be righteous before God? Or how can he be pure who is born of a woman? See? We all are born of a woman, our mother. But how can a man be righteous before God? Nobody. No one. Because we all sinned. We are short of glory of God. We all sinned. Of course, if some people ask you, you say, I'm a sinner, but I did not commit any laws against the country. I follow regulations, I follow stop signs, I follow the traffic light. I pay tax. And why you say, I didn't steal, I never rob, I never take advantage of the people, I never cheated people. And why you say, I am a sinner? Then how can you answer? I didn't do anything wrong. I respect people. I try to be nice to people. Kevin, Phoenix, how can you answer? If your classmate, you try to preach gospel, you say, we all are sinners. How to answer? Emily, how can you answer? Question again. Okay, if your classmate say to you, you say I'm a sinner, right? But I never steal, I never cheating, I never do wrong. I didn't beat you. Why you say I'm a sinner? I pay my tax. I never get a ticket. Then how can you answer? Right, but how to eat it bread? Yeah. This is a concept, you know, just a concept. Yeah. Okay, sometimes when we try to preach, right, the term is so abstract, right? It's so abstract. Yeah. Just a concept, just in your mind. You know what it is, right? You know, like a salvation, you know what it is. Like a sanctification, you know what it is, right? But how to explain to non-believers, how to explain them? You know what it is sin. It's clear to you, but it might not be clear to non-believers. So that's what we come here to learn, right? And you have to think about. Sins. We have three levels of sins. The first level is sinful nature. Sinful nature. Understand? The sinful nature. The second level is sinful action. Your sinful nature, you harbor your sinful thought in your heart. You hate, you envy, you hate someone. Right? This is in your heart. This is your intention in your heart. Nobody can see your motivation, right? Nobody can see your heart. Nobody can read your heart. But if you put in action, then you commit a crime, right? Then the police will arrest you. Then the third level is sinful responsibility. If you hit some people, if you steal from someone, then of course, you were put in jail. And this society only take care of the second level and the third level. This society. Our education only teach the second level and the third level. They never touch the first level. Right? So how to resolve the problem of the first level? The sinful nature. The sin. Because everybody has greed, right? Has greed. I just tell the story. This is maybe a true story. This is a true story or not? You judge. Okay, you judge. Yeah. Hey, I told you already, right? The baby, huh? The baby stole the diamond from my wife. See, the young. So everybody, when we are born, then have a sinful nature because we are fresh. That's why Jesus Christ had to be baptized because he born in the form of the flesh. Same like you and me. But Jesus did not sin. He never sinned because he is full of the Holy Spirit. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Then he overcome. You can see many occasions. Everybody tried to provoke Jesus to say something, bad word, or right. But Jesus just keep quiet. Yeah. The quiet is not weak, it's not soft. Now, sometimes you see people that are quiet, right? Quiet, didn't say anything. He is so weak. He's too tender, too soft. Soft, tender, quietness is power. Because sometimes he tried to say something, right? He tried to fight back. He tried to talk back. If your parents say something to you or nagging, you cannot stand anymore. Then you just talk. We just talk back. There's a brother, Tommy. Every time when his son come back from school, of course, he asked his son, "How's your school?" Then his son said, "It's nothing. Then his father asked again, "How's your school today?" Son said, "Nothing." Then asked third time again, "How's your school today?" "Nothing." Then fourth time, "Shut up." Right. Because this is our human being. We might lose our patience. Right. This is our human being. So Jesus Christ overcome, they need the power. So quietness, need the power. So to answer Job's questions, how can a man be righteous before God? And Leviticus answer, yes, we can, right? By the blood, by the animal's blood. We can. It's possible. We can do it. Right. Then the second. To show the way to access God, and the way has been closed by God right after Adam and Eve sinned against God. Right? Because Adam and sin expelled, driven out of the Garden of Eden by God. And God also sent two angels, the angels to guard the gate. And to show the way to maintain the fellowship with God. So the purpose of Leviticus is to answer Job's questions. How can a man be righteous before God? Of course, if you, by our power, by our strength, there's no way to be righteous. No way to be righteous. In Chinese, 罪, sin is 罪. How many understand the 罪? Raise your hand. What's been 罪? Sin. How many of you understand Chinese 罪? 罪. Raise your hand. Okay. So if you have 罪, then you translate to sin, right? Okay. Then 罪 means four wrongs, right? Four wrongs. 罪, 是非, 四个非, four wrongdoings. Four. If you see the Chinese character, right? The 上面 on the top, right? It's a four, number four, 1, 2, 3, 4, right? 四, 一二三四, and then wrong, right? 非, 是非之心, 非, 四个非, four wrongdoings. Then what's the first one? Who can answer? Some from Taiwan. Can you answer? 是非, 四个非, 罪, Freddy, you read, huh? You read the Confucius, huh? The book of Confucius. Freddy 悟事, huh? And then Freddy 悟听, Freddy 悟动, huh? Freddy 悟说. Okay, so four, right? Four is look, see. If not the right thing, then don't look it, right? If not the right thing, don't hear. If not the right thing, don't speak. If not right, just don't speak. If not the right thing, don't touch it. So four wrongdoings. So we just reflect our daily life. Okay. Do we sin against God? If not the right thing, do not look it. If not the right thing, do not hear. You know, nowadays, like the internet, some rumors, what sounds right but actually is wrong. I know some of you might listen to gospel radio, right? Gospel radio. How many of you listen to gospel radio? Raise your hand. Okay, and gospel TV program. Like Joe Austin. Okay, and how many of you, once a while, you look at commentary from internet, raise your hand. Commentary, okay. Then be careful, right? Be careful. You have to discern what is right and what is wrong. And same thing, if some of our brothers and sisters send you some message through internet, then you have to discern. Then how about the rumor? You know, sometimes brothers and sisters, right, just to forward the rumor, some rumors to you, then you read, you consider it's maybe true, right? Maybe true. So it just forward to your friend. Then what should we do? Huh? If you receive any message about the rumors, then what should we do? Stop it. Stop. Do not forward again. Just stop. If you are a wise man, stop. That's all people, that's the wise people tell us. If you receive any rumors, if you got any rumors, just stop. Do not spread out again. You know, sometimes the rumors hurt people, hurt relationship, hurt our church. Stop there. Do not forward anymore. Okay. So the second is show the way to access God. How to draw near to God. Right. Then how to maintain the fellowship with God. Okay, later on we will shed more light on this issue. Then the next page, next slide. How can we understand the book of Leviticus? How many of you ever read Leviticus once? Raise your hand. From chapter 1 to chapter 27, okay. How many of you never touch this book? Raise your hand. You say, this book is too tough for me, too difficult for me. Okay, so how to understand? Then all things point to Jesus Christ. So all things point to Jesus Christ. Then Jesus himself testified, and John the Baptist also testified, and Apostle Paul also testified, and even the author of the Hebrews testified. Hebrews, Leviticus, actually refer to Jesus Christ. Okay, so this, okay, guarantee this will be test. Okay, so you got to remember the verse. Remember, why do we say the Leviticus is referred to Jesus Christ? The main point is introduce Jesus Christ. Then we say Jesus himself testified. Then John the Baptist testified. Then Apostle Paul testified. Then author of the Hebrews also testified. Forward, okay. You got my point? Huh? Yes or no? You get my point? Huh? Hey. Christian soldier army. Hey. Huh? Be energetic. You are young people. Then the next slide. Now, we studied the structure of Leviticus. Actually, the whole book is only one structure. What is the structure? It's very interesting. Okay. Let's turn to the last chapter, last verse. Leviticus. Last verse. Last verse. There are the commandments which the Lord commanded Moses for the children of Israel on Mount Sinai. So these are the commandments. So from the verse 1 of the chapter to the end of last verse of chapter 27, these are the commandments. So of all, this is the commandment. Paragraph, the commandment. And then, if we try to divide it more details, then on slide nine, we look at slide nine, the fellowship with God, fellowship through sacrifice, from chapter 1 to chapter 10, fellowship through sacrifice. So you can see different offerings. Sacrifice means you have to kill animals, right? You got to kill animals, then use the animal's blood to cleanse our sins. Okay. Redeem sins. Then the next one, fellowship through separation. Separation, which means different, be different. Of course, different in right way. If you be different in wrong way, then if you just dyeing your hair to different color, to green color, to pink color, then you say, Pastor said, I need to be different. And then it's wrong way, huh? I didn't say that. So separate in the right way. So fellowship through the separation, then we have to know what is right, what is wrong. So clean and unclean. That purify those and holiness. Right. And then slide number eight. There's some more details. There are eight segments in sections in the whole book. The first section, rules about the sacrifice. Then the second one, rules about how to make a priest. Then number three, rules about what is clean and what is not clean. Then number four, the Day of Atonement. Number five, rules about religion. Number six, holy days, the weeks and years, seven feasts. Number six. And number seven, blessings and punishments. If you do right, then you will receive blessings. If you do wrong, then you will receive punishment. Then eight, rules about promise and offerings. Okay. Any questions so far? Okay. If you just thought off and you didn't take notes, please copy from your same group, okay? If you are falling to sleep, if you see the vision, and also you can share with us what's your vision. Share your vision to everyone. Time's up. Should we kneel down to pray? Okay, kneel down to pray.